Welcome to the Conscious Code series on the Embody Me podcast. I am your host, Crystal Renee, and I guide you on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment through a captivating exploration of the profound energies embedded in each human design gate. In this series, we dive into the very fabric of your unique essence as we align with the shifting frequencies of the sun transiting through each gate every 6 days. In each episode, we'll unravel the mysteries surrounding the current gate, from the overall energy that envelops us to the shadows casting their subtle influence. We'll leave no facet untouched. But this isn't just about introspection, it's about application. How can you harness these energies in your brand and business? How can you navigate the shadows and embrace the gifts within? We're not just exploring here. We're empowering you to step into and embody your highest timeline. So whether you're a seasoned human design enthusiast or just stepping into this cosmic journey, join us for insightful breakdowns, contemplative questions, and practical tips to embody the full frequency of each gate. Are you ready to unlock the wisdom within and embrace the conscious codes that live within you? It's time to journey together, align with your fullest potential, and embody all of who you came here to be. Welcome back to the Embody Me podcast and the Conscious Code series. I'm Crystal Renee, the Soul Brand Alchemist, and I'm covering all 64 gates as the sun transits into each gate. I want to mention that where I get my information on these gates is a very holistic approach because I study human design, the Chinese I Ching hexagrams, quantum human design, as well as the gene keys. So I take a combination of all four of the descriptions and the essences of all of these modalities and combine them and come up with a holistic version of the description of each one of these gates, making sure that I'm covering the full frequency from the shadow to the gift to the city, and then also include the full aspect of what the essence of what these gates represent. So today we're talking about gate 41, and I refer to this gate as the patient dreamer. In human design, it's considered the gate of contraction or the gate of imagination. And this is in the root center, moving towards the solar plexus. And this is through the channel of recognition linked to gate 30. In the gene keys, it's called the prime emanation. And in the I Ching, it is called decrease, mountain reflected in the lake below. This falls in the Vedic Capricorn sign and in the tropical Aquarius sign. And the overall energy of gate 41 is incredibly rich and multifaceted. So it symbolizes both the initiation of experiences and the potential pitfalls of becoming lost in fantasy. So it represents the energy of envisioning a brighter future while also recognizing the value of the limitations and having patience. So on one end of the spectrum, it represents the ability to dream big, initiate new cycles, and envision a vast array of the creative possibilities, acting as a catalyst for change and evolution, and seeking fulfillment and satisfaction through felt experiences, creativity, and imagination. And then on the other hand, it also holds the potential for becoming lost in fantasy, fear, and inertia. So let's go ahead and dig into the shadow aspect of this gate, which is fantasy. And in fantasy, you may find yourself getting lost in daydreams, fantasies, and unrealistic scenarios, using your imagination as an escape from reality. So if you have a repressive or introverted nature, this can show up as you being a dreamer, where you're escaping life and you have an agenda dictated by fantasy, where you don't live in the real world and you don't actually want to fulfill your dreams, but are addicted to the inner world in your minds. So you have all of these dreams going on inside, but you don't actually act on them. And if you're more of a reactive or extroverted person, this shows up as being hyperactive. where you're ahead of yourself, being carried away by the fuel of your dreams, which leads to burnout, hunger, and it drives you into deeper problems, placing pressure on your nervous system. You can be highly dramatic and obsessed with manifesting your dreams as it appears in your mind. So in the shadow, you get lost in the fantasy, whatever is the image in your mind, whether you're internally getting lost there or externally like chasing it, you use it as a way to escape from life's challenges and realities. So while daydreaming can be enjoyable, excessive fantasizing may lead to disconnection from the present moment and hinder practical actions in the world. You're very hesitant because of fear. You know, sharing your dreams and ideas with others due to a fear of judgment or rejection stops you and holds you back from actually pursuing those dreams. And you can also become overwhelmed by the future and the uncertainty of the future, leading to an anxiety and inaction. Instead of embracing patience and divine timing, you feel rushed and pressured, which can hinder your progress towards fulfilling your dreams. And especially it being in that root center, all of a sudden you get this adrenaline to like pursue what it is that you've been dreaming of, right? And with this, you also may fear change, which can hold you back from taking unnecessary and practical steps towards fulfilling your dreams. And instead of embracing change and transformation, you may prefer to stay in your comfort zone. Another shadow aspect of this gate is that you may struggle to differentiate between realistic aspirations and unattainable fantasies. So while it's essential to dream big, it's equally crucial to set achievable goals, realistic goals, and take incremental steps towards manifesting your vision. And that brings us to the gift of anticipation, which is where you become attuned to the presence of morphogenic fields and electromagnetic surges, allowing you to access information from the past and anticipate possibilities in the future. So you carry the gift, the essence of imagination, where you possess a rich and vivid imagination, allowing you to envision all sorts of amazing experiences and possibilities. You're able to feel like the bloom of potential in every situation, and you're able to perceive a brighter future and bring it into life in your mind's eye. And your ability to dream and fantasize empowers others to believe in the possibilities that you envision, and it inspires them to see new potential as well. And your visions and dreams and your gift actually have a profound impact on others, projecting your creative energy and ideas onto the collective consciousness. And you hold the key to the beginning of new cycles and experiences, initiating the process of growth and transformation. This is the first gate of the Chinese calendar. Basically, the Chinese calendar starts at the end of January, so this is the first gate. That's why they link this gate with new beginnings, new possibilities. It's like the seed of imagination. And then from there, creativity and manifestation grows. You can actually sense and access invisible energy fields that hold information from the past and the future, which gives you the premonitions and intuitive insights. And that's what I mean by the morphogenetic fields. This is like linked to the fractal, right? We're living in a multiverse, right? Where there's different versions of Earth, different versions of us, right? This is like linked to the fractal essence of who you are. And then everything projected outwards is your own reality based on your own mind, your own imagination, your, you know, the dreams that you have, your beliefs, you know, things like that, your subconscious mind, really. Which actually brings us into the city of this, which is the highest state of frequency, and that is emanation, which is the state of ultimate awakening and enlightenment, where you transcend the limitations of individual experiences and become one with the source of all that is. And like I said, with the fractals, we as individual beings are fractals of the one true source of all creation, the prime creator, right? Where we are fractals of that source, like the cells in our body are fractals of us. And then in your gift city of emanation, you realize that you're more than just the fractal. You are a part of the whole, right? Beautiful. So you go from the shadow of fantasy where you're, you know, caught up in daydreams and unrealistic scenarios, where you're either trying to pursue those unrealistic goals and dreams that you have, or you're hiding from them and just keeping them in your mind and kind of living there, stuck in fantasy. And then you move from fantasy to anticipation, where you're actually attuned to the presence of being able to envision things from the past and the future, and knowing what possibilities are available on this data, this information, these fractals. And then from there, you move into emanation, where you are no longer see the fractal. You are now one with the entire whole. Such a powerful and beautiful gate. So how you can use this in your business and brand, if you have this gate active, is to be the source of inspiration and possibility for those around you. You are the one that provides the vision and of potential in any situation within your business and brand. You have the impact on others where you can project that creative energy out into the consciousness of the room, the environment that you're in, and inspire others to create through the visions and the possibilities and the fantasies and dreams that you have. So because you have the premonitions and intuitive insights, you're able to access the information of the possibility that the future holds. And you see the interconnectedness between all things and can link that and just hold that energy for those that are working with you. So here are some contemplative questions you can ask yourself if you have this gate active. How can I harness the power of my imagination to create a more fulfilling and abundant life for myself and for others? What dreams and visions do I hold in my heart, and how can I take steps towards bringing them into reality? And am I using my imagination to avoid facing my fears and challenges? Or am I using it to inspire and motivate positive change in my life? And here are some tips that you can use to further embrace the shadow of fantasy and embody the gift of anticipation and the city of emanation. Embrace realism. Recognize the difference between healthy imagination and unrealistic fantasies, grounding your dreams in reality by taking practical steps towards their manifestation. Don't be afraid of them. Make sure they're realistic, but, you know, take action towards bringing your dreams into fruition. Confront your fears. Be brave enough to confront the fear of change and failure. By facing them directly, you can break free from the patterns of using your imagination to buffer and avoid challenges. And balance fantasy and reality. Finding a healthy balance between the world of fantasy and the practical world. Use your creative imagination to generate ideas that are in alignment with your true purpose. And with that being said, that is the beautiful Gate 41, the patient dreamer. I guess I forgot to mention the fact that you're very patient. You know what's realistic and what is possible. What a beautiful gift to have. And with that being said, I will see you again when the sun transits into the next gate.
And that concludes another enlightening journey through the cosmic realm of human design gates and gene keys. I hope you've enjoyed decoding the conscious code with me, uncovering the archetypal energies that shape our collective consciousness. Remember, these powerful insights are not just meant to be heard, but also embraced and embodied in your everyday life. Allow the wisdom of the gates and gene keys to guide you, to ignite your purpose, and to empower you on your unique path of self-discovery and self-mastery. I want to express my deepest gratitude to each and every one of you for joining me on this cosmic exploration. Your presence and curiosity fuel my passion for uncovering the mysteries of the universe, and I invite you to continue exploring and integrating the wisdom you've gained from the Conscious Code. As the sun continues its celestial dance through the gates and gene keys, remember that you too are part of this magnificent cosmic tapestry. Embrace your unique design, honor your path, and let the Conscious Code guide you to live a life of purpose, authenticity, and self-empowerment. Until our next cosmic rendezvous, keep shining your light, embracing your truth, and living as a conscious co-creator of your reality. Thank you for being a part of the Conscious Code.